You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Primetime.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Just basking in some Mariner Day baseball.
Hello.
Yeah, this is a good game.
First off, I love day baseball. And what the hell, Seattle Mariners? Are you kidding me right now?
Well, they're losing. That's what they do.
They just beat. They do not. That is not what they do.
No, Daddy, but it kind of is.
No, it is not.
But it kind of is.
No, it's not. Not this year.
They're having a nice start, but I mean, come on.
Well, they just
are you more shocked that the Mariners are losing to the Dodgers right now, or that the Mariners beat the Dodgers last night?
That the Mariners beat the Dodgers last night.
There.
Still, look.
Thank you.
Look, I'll give credit where credit.
I'm more shocked that they're losing right now.
It is.
Mariners are hot.
They're upstart.
It is early.
Some guy named Sadler's in. Yes.
Their bullpen is phenomenal. They're finding a way to come back in these games. And look, everyone keeps saying, oh, the Dodgers or the Astros are coming to town and they'll get their ass kicked. Didn't happen. Oh, here come the Dodgers and the wheels are going to come off. They didn't. So, look, I don't know if this is going to be sustainable. Probably not. But I think it's awesome. I love it. I got the Mariners and the Mets in first place. You kidding me? Life's good right now. And we got day baseball. I would expect you to be a little more excited.
Oh, my God. I've been watching it all day.
And yet Debbie Downer over here is putting a big old wet blanket on it.
Well,
look, Swigard.
The Dodgers are an excellent team. And, you know, it's not shocking that the Mariners are losing to the Dodgers.
It's 1-0. And by the way,
four-pitch walk from Sadler on the
first
step up.
Oh,
I'll tell you right now,
the Mariners
feel more comfortable being down 1-0 than they do being up.
Oh, it's like that, Tiger Woods.
Yeah, this is what the Mariners
five
do.
Back.
Yeah, you know what?
Lurking.
He's lurking. He's on the prowl.
Got those Dodgers right where we want them. Well, hey, that's far too sportsy for an opening segment. Come
on,
guy.
You asked me how I was
doing. Come
on. It's a beautiful day out. The sun is shining.
Again. Getting tired of this.
I got Mets and Mariners going on. The Mets and the Cubbies. Things are good right now.
It's too hot.
Come on.
It's too hot out.
It's too hot.
Have you heard that yet?
No.
From anybody?
No one. You can't.
Oh, you can. And people do.
In the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
You can claim that that's too hot?
Well, people do. Like,
boy, I'll tell you what.
We had somebody on the text line
without
yesterday.
Air conditioning, it can be a little hard sometimes, but, you know, so otherwise it's still fine.
In the 70s?
Somebody on the text line.
The room will get warm.
Yesterday I was talking about how.
On the window. Get a fan going.
I do. It's still warm.
How white they are, you know?
Yeah.
Like pasty.
Yeah.
And they're like, they don't like the sun.
Like chalk. Look, I understand that everyone has different, you know. What would you say? Different heat.
To some people, it's not great.
Yeah, different heat.
Can you imagine being allergic to the sun?
No one's allergic to the sun.
Oh, I bet they are.
No.
Sure.
We were getting off the, you get off the plane, you're going somewhere and you have to go through, immigrations and customs. I think it was when we were in Costa Rica and it was a huge, it was a huge line. It was a couple years ago. And the line of people was ridiculous. You're like, oh boy. So you're sitting there and it's like an hour and a half to get through, and you can see, and at that point there's really nothing to do but people watch, right? It's like you're sitting in this line, so you're kind of looking, hey, I wonder where they came from and this and that. And I do believe that I found the whitest person in the history of, well, the world. And I felt bad because it was a little kid and they were British, or I would assume. I did not hear the accent, but there was a lot of British clothing. They were wearing like a lot of the like Team England soccer stuff. It seemed to be a very British family. It had a British look about them. And then I saw little Johnny or whatever. He was probably nine. Let's go 9 to 10. And let's just say I would assume that if Johnny sees the sun, he will burst into flames. Redhead, lot of freckles, in skin a translucent white. And all I could think about was, it's the summertime and you are going to a country that is quite warm and rather sunny. And I hope that one of those suitcases they brought is just full of sunblock, like an entire tub of it that they just dip him in like some magic water. Because if not, that poor kid was going to be a lobster after about 5 minutes.
Sun allergy is a term often used to describe a number of conditions in which an itchy red rash occurs on skin that has been exposed to sunlight.
Really?
The most common form of sun allergy is polymorphic light eruption, also known as sun poisoning. Some people have a hereditary type of sun allergy. Mm. Wow, dude.
I'll tell you
Can you imagine?
Is that the worst thing to be allergic to? Yeah.
What if you're allergic to water? I know that exists.
How is that possible?
You're just allergic.
But you're going to die. Your body's like 75% water.
Yeah, you just drink whiskey, I think.
I don't know, man. Like, I get that that's a real thing, and I'm sure that is a very rare, you know, sort of occurrence. I just think a lot of people lean on the whole "I'm allergic." Why in the last like 10 years is everyone allergic to everything now? Where have these been?
Well, I mean,
I feel like
I'm sure there are some posers.
I feel we just complain a lot.
Well, that's true, but it is also true that you can be like you can have reactions to water and sun. People do. I mean, I know.
But I just think that's got to be extremely rare. As a human being, you kind of need the sun and you kind of need water.
Here's a woman named Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
She's allergic to water. I'm looking at it. Excuse me. I'm looking at a BBC feature on her right now. Mm. She says bath is agony. Even her own tears will scorch her face.
Boy, that's just.
Can you? Which is worse, sun or water?
You got the water.
It's
got
to be water.
It's got to be water. At least in the sun, right? You wear like the, you know, you see the old ladies like in my neighborhood and they went because they walk around, but they've got like the long sleeves on. I mean, it's just everything is one big shade. There is a lady that walks around in an umbrella. You know that Michael Jackson thing. You can get around that. But if you're allergic to water, I don't know what you do. I honestly don't know. Do you get IVs? How do you?
It says here that you can drink water. Uh-huh. It says people with aquagenic, whatever, I don't know, whatever the allergy is called.
Yeah.
They can drink water, but they may have an allergic reaction to bathing or showering, sweating, crying, or rainfall. That's weird.
That may be just, I just tip off into the.
So you can drink the water.
Yeah.
See, God is a smart guy. Or was.
He makes you allergic, but you can drink the water.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd just die.
I may just Thelma and Louise it at that point.
Rough.
That's a long, tough life.
That is.
I may just, you know, you put the brick on the gas floor and just Peter Pan that sucker.
What if you were allergic to doing it or sports?
Oh, that's, you can get by with that, you know. Yeah, well, and there's like people that have that, like, I forget what it's like, endro, something or other. You have like women can't have sex. That's not that uncommon. Like it's painful.
Here's a guy who has a sun allergy. One of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the first really sunny day of the year, I get a rash, and my skin is itchy for a day or two, then I'm good for the rest of the year.
Okay. Isn't that just, you know, wow. You get a little, it's like being Scandinavian. Like, you know, if you're of a certain, you know, ethnic type, yeah, you don't handle the sun as well as other people. Like, go look at the Irish. Again, that poor kid.
What are you, a doctor?
That poor kid I saw. No, I think that's just basic common knowledge, my man. I think if you're from south of the border, I think you probably do a little better than someone from Minnesota. I think that's just kind of biology.
Well, this guy says he has a sun allergy. I tend to believe him.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm not disagreeing with that. But again, I think there's a difference between having a sun allergy, as this guy clearly does, and someone that's just really fair-skinned. Like, I'm fair-skinned, and if I don't, I have to kind of ease my way into the sun. I can't just go out the first day and be like, yeah, give me the golden brown. It's going to smell like barbecue pork. But if you've got someone, again, that grew up around the equator, something tells me they don't have that problem. So, yes, there are allergies.
God, let's Let's bond over the Mariners.
I tried, but you were being a real ass about the whole thing.
Marco Gonzalez pitched great today.
You've been wanting to put a whole wet blanket on the right from the get-go.
Who's this guy pitching right now? Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Name that guy.
Couldn't tell you.
Another guy named Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Look at that. Just all these Gonzalez guys.
A lot of Gonzalez.
Out there.
A lot of milk.
All right. Well, let's party.
Let's.
You guys want to party?
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to be enthusiastic right from the get-go.
Yeah, it was a little too sportsy for me.
I was trying to bring some first positive segment, energy.
Not our finest.
The old guy in my neighborhood was back in front of my mailbox today. The guy on the walker that just stops. He was there for about an hour and a half today. So that was kind of nice. I haven't seen him in a while.
Good.
I was kind of worried that he was dead.
So mailbox guy's still alive.
Mailbox guy's still alive. And this time he gave me a slight head nod as I walked by. With the
you guys are making progress.
We're making progress. I feel like if he is going to post up out in front of my mailbox, we should have some sort of common, you know, like a bond sort of thing. And I've yet to get a hello. I've yet to get a wave or anything like that. But I did get a name the first time around. And this time I got a slight head nod. And he seemed more aware of his surroundings. Because the first couple times I thought, quite frankly, he was passed out or dead. This time he seemed to be somewhat alert and was kind of turning his head and looking at what was going around. But I am fascinated that he picks that mailbox as the place to post.
It's a beautiful box.
It must be. Well, it's my neighbor's mailbox.
I know. That's the nice one.
That's the nice
one. Not yours.
No. It's on the same post, but I've got the cheapo plastic one. He sits outside of that Fort Knox one. I wonder if he just sits there and admires it. Or
you know that dude who wants to put up the nice one for you?
Yeah.
You know he's pissed about that.
Oh, yeah.
He hates that.
Oh, absolutely.
He hates that you won't come aboard his hot mailbox upgrade.
Do you think every day he goes outside and looks at it when he gets his mail?
And I think he's like, God, that son of a... We need a new neighbor.
$250 for a mailbox. Isn't that ridiculous?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what a mail... I haven't bought a mailbox ever, I don't think.
Well, I just bought...
Places just come with them.
Yeah, but I had to buy one because mine kind of, you know...
I've never done anything to my mailbox. Like... Put a planter,
nothing.
It's just where they put the mail.
Yeah.
It's just there.
This, I will say that this was my first mailbox replacement.
Although I would like to do that, I think, now that I think of it.
Yeah.
Maybe I could upgrade my mailbox.
Well, I feel like the one I got was pretty solid. Ordered it off Amazon, and it came with a nice plastic construction. Looked pretty, way better than the one that the front of it fell off.
Not good enough.
But it was like $34.99, and I feel like that's a solid mailbox. But you're dropping $250. How am I supposed to compete with that? And why would I? What do I have coming in my mail
that
needs to be protected in a Fort Knox-like apparatus?
Well, what do
apparatus?
You get for $250? I mean, does it look really cool?
It's big, and it looks very secure.
But why do you need a big mailbox? Like, what?
I don't know. Whenever there's a package,
it comes to the door.
They come to my door.
And you need it. Like, I get the idea of the lock, because people do go around snatching mail. So I understand that. But does it just have a slot?
Yeah, you can look them up. Just look up Fort Knox mailbox.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I thought it was $250. They're $299.
Oh, one of those.
It's one of those.
This says $370.
See, they're just, it's ridiculous. Because there are different models.
Yeah.
I thought I remember it being somewhere in the twos, but.
You don't need that.
No. Their cheapest one is $299.
I wonder what makes him think he needs that.
I don't know.
Maybe he's just got a lot of money.
He swears by it. He has tried to sell me half a dozen times on the Fort Knox mailbox.
It's kind of ugly, too.
Yeah, it's just a big, you know. Just like
it's not pleasing to the eye.
No. It's just some big, huge thing. And it comes with like a giant metal post. So I guess you can't steal it.
Which is also ugly.
Yeah. But he cemented it in there. And the problem is that mine sits on the same post. And I think that's what bothers him.
It's unacceptable to him.
But to be fair, he put it on that post. He did not have to do that. He chose to do it. Mine was on its own post.
I want to interview him.
Combine them.
Can you get him on?
Sure. We can ask him about the mailbox situation.
Or do we have mailbox guy out there? Like, what is that about? Do you feel like somebody's going to come and rip it off? They could take a baseball bat to it?
He did tell me about the security features of it and how they've never had any mail stolen. And I said, I've never had any mail stolen either. So
I don't think I have. But sometimes there's no mail in your mailbox, and then it's like, well, I wonder if it was stolen.
I think everyone defaults to lost in the mail instead of mail stolen, right?
I don't think I've ever lost in the mail.
Yeah, like something, if something doesn't arrive to you, oh, it got lost, not someone stole it.
I don't think I've ever been waiting on something that never came. How about that?
I have before, but you just call the company and they send you another one and it's like it's lost in transit. That's happened.
Well, what if it's a letter from, your girlfriend in Finland?
Oh, then yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you just chalk it up to whatever. I don't know.
Well, you chalk it up to theft.
Sure.
Surely the mail guy or somebody was walking by and stole it wanting to get a glimpse into my Finland love life.
I have been on this planet for 42 years. As far as I know, I have never had an issue with mailbox security. So why would I spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on the Fort Knox mailbox other than my neighbor just wants me to have it?
I just think it's a very fear-based thing. Like it's like walking around with a tactical vest.
Yeah.
Okay, in the event you get shot, might be nice to have.
By the way.
But
can I transition into something?
Most people, don't really need that on the day, on the daily,
Had this happen to me.
Most.
Just the other day at Lowe's, I thought I was going to be the victim of a shooting. I got really...
You're starting this story way too late.
I got really abnormally paranoid about a tactical vest.
There was a guy in a tactical vest?
Walking in, my dog ate my sprinkler system. The new dog dug up the sprinkler line, chewed it up. Had to get a replacement line for it. So I'm heading into Lowe's nice and early in the morning, 9 something, cruising over there. And I'm walking in and I catch out of the old perif there. Kid looked to be probably 18, 19 years old. And it's a nice sunny day, right? Warm out. No, and the guy's wearing like the long coat. He's got the cargo pants on, and then on top of the long coat with the hood up, he's wearing the tactical vest. And he's got like the hands like inside the pockets. And we made eye contact, and I just had a horrible feeling. And I probably made him more uncomfortable than he made me. But as I was walking in, I just had this terrible feeling. I'm like, why is he at Lowe's at 9:30 or whatever in the morning? Like, what is that guy doing here? Why is he dressed like that? Why the hell does he have a tactical vest on? Black, by the way, everything was black. Why is he wearing that? And I just had this feeling. I'm like, I am going to get shot in the back. And so I turned and I just looked right at him. And as I was walking in, I made eye contact the entire time. And I'm sure he's like, who is this a-hole staring me down? And I didn't care. Because I just had, that's the first time I can remember having a feeling of, this is about to go down and I'm not taking one in the back. And once it was done, like he split off his way, I think he went to the paint section. I went and got my sprinkler stuff. I felt like a total ass that I did that. But in the moment, I did not care because it freaked me the F out.
What was he doing?
I'd say that's probably a pretty good reaction. I mean, we're on like a one a day right now where every day in the news there's another shooting at a store with at least 3 dead, and there was another one today in Long Island, it's always
the young white kids.
And he was right at like pasty white, but again, why are you wearing the long coat with a tactical vest? What are you doing at 9:30 in the morning walking into a hardware store wearing a freaking tactical vest and cargo pants? No, don't like it. Whole thing, just no, not good at all. And I was like, maybe I'm gonna get shot anyways, but I'm not taking one in the back. Walking in trying to buy a sprinkler head. That is not how I'm going out. And it did. I will fully admit that I, for about 45 seconds, I was super paranoid guy. And to that kid, if he was just going to buy paint, I apologize. Because I'm sure he thought something. Because I was just in the blank out of him the entire time.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone in tactical gear.
It's not a comfortable feeling.
Like, just in,
exactly
day to day.
Yeah. Cause he had I don't know what they call it, but the urban camo, where it's black and white. I don't know what that color scheme is, but he's wearing the military tactical pants and the vest. No, that's too, there should be like, you need like a sign, like I'm going paintballing or something. You can't be walking around like that on the day to day in the morning. It's too early. No one's had any coffee yet. It's not okay.
I guess he could have been going paintballing.
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing, but I didn't like
it. Or he was scoping the place out.
No, it was.
Sadly, anything is possible.
100%
anything
weird.
Is possible. By the way, this text says maybe he's getting something for his airsoft tournament.
It's possible. Oh, and like I said,
you're profiling.
I was, and I didn't care. And I even had that thought of, I am probably being a real jerk right now. Cause I didn't care. Cause I did the glance and then I turned back to walk in. So he was right behind me, probably 3 or 4 feet right behind me. And I just could not bring myself to keep walking. I just had the awful feeling of, I am about to hear something and take one in the back. He's like, no.
Sam the mailman is in. He is a loyal listener and is a mailman. He says mail is far more often stolen than it is lost.
Hmm.
So just know if something doesn't arrive, it's probably stolen.
All right. Well, either way.
It is amazing how often they get mail to the right place all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And you look at that system and you go to the mail, or you go to the post office and you look in the back and there's just mail everywhere. You're like, that doesn't look very organized.
And most of the time it gets there.
And almost all the time.
I love the mail.
They do a good job, really. Yeah.
And I am not buying a $100 or a couple hundred dollar Fort Knox mailbox. Sorry, neighbor.
Can you pay off your mailman to not give you those stupid, I want to buy your house flyers?
Yeah.
Or like the, you know,
extended warranty.
If I were a mailman,
800-page coupon books.
Yeah. Like the, what do they call them? The red apples or whatever. What are those things called?
Like the Clippers. Or
yeah, whatever. The daily, what is it?
It's the coupon thing.
The penny saver.
If I were a mailman, you know what I would do?
Throw them all away.
No, because somebody may want them. For all of my clients, I would, for an extra fee, I would.
It's a great side racket.
I would sort their mail for them.
$5 a
month?
Or
I mean, not sort, but filter it.
Yeah, a couple bucks a month.
Hey, do you like these, Mrs. Carrington?
They don't have to go.
I don't. Well, then for $20 a month.
These are gone.
You will never see them again.
Boom.
Can I get an extra fee to not get every piece of spam mail that I think I get one out of every 50 pieces of mail is legit.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Everything else
it's
is
all
like
crap.
Sign up for a credit card or student loan this.
I just refinanced my house and I'm not kidding. I get 3 a week, like some sort of mortgage protection plan. Like if I die, it pays off my mortgage. 3 a week.
Yep.
And have for the last 3 months. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I have AAA for car, like side of the road kind of stuff. I get their life insurance thing, which comes in a huge envelope with like gold on it to try to get you to open it. And it's just like, you're eligible for life insurance. And I'm like, I don't effing care. Please stop saying this to me.
Yeah. They try all the bells and whistles, don't they?
By the way, we almost broke on time.
Yeah.
It was 2:11 and then.
I blame you.
Huh? I blame you.
You started a tactical vest story about a poor young man just looking to.
You started both a mailbox story at 3:11.
Yeah.
And then a tactical vest story at 3:17.
That's right. Yeah.
The mailbox story got started like on time. And then Rop was being a fuddy duddy. And he was like, well,
here you go, deflecting again.
I was like, well,
deflecting again.
Sook, this one's on you.
They're both on you. It's always on you, really.
It's not always on you, but this one's on you.
I think it's always on you. Hundo P.
I was freaked out by you brought up tactical vest and it triggered me.
We start. Oh, I have late breaking, hot, very hot NBA injury news. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not.
You shouldn't be because everybody's hurt.
Yes.
Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sook on 1080 The Fan.
A lot of sports today. Blazers taking on the Clippers. Our NBA salami is coming up. Daddy would like to present some Steph Curry numbers. We have a lot of NFL draft talk. That is the subject of our poll question before we get to the big NBA injury news. AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. It can be found at 1080thefan.com. That's our website. Which quarterback will have the best career in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, or Zach Wilson?
Whoever gets drafted by the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
I mean it. That's where I'm going.
You do mean that.
I do. I think so much of success just is where you go. And look, a lot of those teams that are drafting are bad franchises. Jacksonville is a bad franchise. I know Lawrence is supposed to be this can't-miss prospect. I kind of don't see that. I mean, I know he's
I didn't even put him on there because...
Yeah, I know he's really
he's
good,
like a cut above, apparently.
I personally don't quite understand the, you know, the he's this once-in-a-generational thing. I don't quite think it's that. But he's going to a horrible franchise with a coach that's never coached in the NFL before, is really putting together staff without a lot of NFL experience. I don't think that's a slam dunk. The Jets have been a mess and for most of their existence.
But that new coach for the Jets, yeah. I don't know about, I think that guy's pretty good.
He is.
I wonder if he can't maybe make the Jets actually good. Robert Saleh.
I would tend to lean towards, I think the 49ers are a pretty good organization. I think Shanahan is a very bright guy. I think he's very good with quarterbacks. I think he's been good with average quarterbacks. And so I think as long as San Francisco doesn't have the wheels come off injury-wise, you are set up for success there. So, you know, any of these guys, you know, have, obviously there's talent there. There's a reason why you're going to be a top three pick. And so I think whoever goes to San Francisco probably at this point sits a year behind Garoppolo, which is going to be really good for you, and is going to inherit a very good roster with a good offensive line and a very bright offensive-minded coach. So I would, whoever ends up in San Francisco at number three, I will go ahead and lay the big wood and say that that's the most successful quarterback to come in this class.
Vote 1080thefan.com, the late-breaking injury news in the NBA, because everyone has heard in the NBA.
Yes.
Is that James Harden suffered a setback with his hamstring injury, and he is out indefinitely.
Uh-oh. That's not good, because everyone kind of thought that maybe that hamstring was just more of like, you know, a little load management sort of thing. And Brooklyn, I think those three have only played together seven times all year.
Yeah, seven games. I saw that today.
Seven games.
Seven.
And so what is there, 15 games-ish left in the season? Something like that?
Sure. Something like that.
There's not many. And so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Boy, you are really
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You are really running out of opportunities for Brooklyn to have any sort of chemistry here. Now, the nice part is if you come back, you probably got a round or two in the playoffs where you're playing, you know, Charlotte or Miami or whatever, where it probably doesn't matter, but
they're the favorites, though, still.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Well, and KD's, and I know his isn't that bad, but he got the thigh contusion, so he's out for a little bit.
They may only play seven games together all season.
And yet, I think if they go into the playoffs and they're healthy, I still think they're the favorites.
Well, they're the favorites right now.
I know. I'm just saying if they go into the playoffs and all three of those guys are on the floor, I don't care that they haven't played together. I'm picking Brooklyn. But at this point, I do think it's fair to ask, are all three going to be on the floor? Because it's happened seven times.
Yeah. Irving has only missed 15 games.
Yeah. And some of those have just been him not wanting to play.
Yeah, so he'll be fine.
He's like,
Durant, if he can skirt this thigh thing, he should be back before the playoffs.
Yes.
And now Woj is saying that Harden's return could come closer to the start of the playoffs. And that's a month. So they have a month.
They had a month to figure it out. It's a nice problem to have. How about that?
Well, that, and it's like they're going to surprise it. Nobody's going to know what to do. It's hard enough to guard those guys. It's extra hard to guard those guys when every time you've played them, they haven't been on the floor together. You have no idea what to expect.
No, they are so it's a scary group of talent. If all those guys are cooking all at once. And that's why I said, if they're healthy, I don't see who beats Brooklyn in the postseason.
And you have, I have a little money on the Clippers.
Yeah.
Just because I think right now they're kind of being overlooked.
They're getting it together.
They are. They're damn good, man. And Paul George is playing well.
They may end up being the one seed by the time this all settles out.
And I don't think, let's see. Well, yeah, they're not going to have to see the Lakers till the West Finals.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The Clippers number right now looks pretty tasty to me. It's up there at like 600 plus 600.
Rondo has been a huge, huge addition for them.
But it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if the Nets won. It's just, I don't want to, count out the Clippers.
Yeah. Or if AD and my LeBron clips. Get healthy.
Yeah, the Blazers play them tonight. Anyway, that's the latest on, what's his nuts?
James Harden.
Here's a text that says, translation, Harden just met a New York stripper. Taking some nights to canoodle.
You think if he pulled a hammy in the champagne room, you know, try to get a little too, a little too thrusty, get a little too creative in there. Got to stretch.
Don't you think some of these guys are full of crap?
I think there's an element to it, yeah. I think there's definitely an idea of, with the Clippers, with the Nets, I certainly think there's an element of wake me come playoff time.
That's right. Although, and they're telling these trainers, they're like, yeah, you know, it hurts a little.
The Clippers did this last year.
Hurts a little more today.
Bit them in the ass because come playoff time, they were a mess.
Yeah. I feel like they had some chemistry issues. Maybe they still do. I don't know. But anyway, that's the latest on that. Our NBA salami is coming up, but up next, the Super League.
That was fun while it lasted.
Is off. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, two things to report to you before we get to hot Super League talk. The Mariners game against the Dodgers is over, and your Mariners have been defeated by the mighty Dodgers. Mm. The series is split 1-1.
Yeah, it was only two games set. You know what? If you're the Mariners, you'll gladly take the split with the best team in baseball. Still riding high. First place Seattle Mariners. And the A's were on a roll, too.
1-0 was the final score. 1-0. They had 3 hits in the whole game.
Yeah, well.
2 by the Dodgers, 1 by the Mariners.
Look, and that hit was an infield single by Mitch Haniger.
The Mariners' offense is
Do you
not,
like games like that?
No.
No.
No one
I mean, they're that. Close at the end and exciting, but they're pretty boring.
There's Imagine showing up for a day game at the Pink and... That's what happens.
It's one thing if you've got like a dominant pitcher that you came to see and he's just mowing guys down, but you know, no one wants to see a 1-0 game.
I was once at the old Kauffman Stadium, Royal Stadium for Nolan Ryan, Brett Saberhagen.
Yeah.
And they both took shutouts into the 10th.
See, that
And it was awesome.
See, that works, right?
Not gonna lie, it was awesome.
There's a difference when you see a guy on the mound and he's dealing versus, you know, you see 4 guys and they're into the bullpen and people are weakly hitting the ball to short. That's quite.
And I think Ryan was flirting with a no-no.
That's no
through
good.
7.
See, that's you can do that.
Good little ball game.
There's a difference between an exciting low-scoring affair and probably what we saw from the Dodgers and Mariners. Still, man, I mean 11-7.
Yeah, good little start.
The Mariners, come on.
Come on.
Now the run differential is still -3, but still.
So what? It's a good record.
It is a good record. I just love the fact that in last place in that division. Houston Astros.
What's their record?
7-8. It warms my heart that they're in last place. Yeah.
Something tells me that won't last long.
Probably not.
So the Reds are in first place, the Royals, the Mariners, and the Red Sox.
Yes.
Power rank them in terms of...
Boston's got the staying power.
Most surprised.
Oh, most surprised?
It's got to be Mariners.
It's got to be the Mariners. Yeah. The Reds shouldn't be that much of a shock. The Reds have kind of been a fun pick for the last, 2 years? About kind of having a little bit of a come up. So that's not a shocker. The biggest shock in that division is the freaking Cubs, who that's the worst offense that you, it's atrocious. It's beyond. I don't know how quite to explain how bad the Cubs could be, but the Mets are playing them in Wrigley in a set. So I hope they continue to not score runs.
Well, if the Mets can play a game, that isn't postponed.
No kidding. That does happen, that happens quite a bit.
Also, just coming down, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, he's out.
Serge Ibaka and Patrick Beverley all out for the Clippers tonight.
Kawhi has the sore footsies, which is code for no Damian Lillard, no Nurkic.
Hell yeah, I ain't playing.
I ain't playing in this.
So, winnable gap?
No.
No.
No. Now that being
What's the
said,
spread though? The spread come down? It was 8 this morning.
It was 7 when I last saw it.
Yeah, I think we've got a slightly moving number here. And I'm guessing with the announcement that Kawhi is out, I'll bet you that is down to I'll go 6. Maybe
let's take a look here. Pulling up the scoreboard
app.
If
that thing gets down to 5, 5
and
a half.
It could be off right now as they recalculate it.
If that thing gets down to 5, 5 and a half, you jump on the clips.
Yeah, not on there.
You
So that news just came down, huh?
I'm going to keep an eye on
that. So what do you
that.
Think? Okay,
keep
so...
Keep an eye on that. They got blown out by the Hornets, for God's sakes.
So it was 8. Mike says he saw it at 7.
Yeah.
What do you think it pops back on
like
at?
Like I said, I
5
think,
and a half?
I think if it goes down to 5, 5 and a half, I think that's the show bet and we jump on the Clippers.
I think it's just going to be 6.
I think I still may jump on the Clippers.
Clipper money line?
Stink.
Paul George is hot, though.
Yes. The Clippers do not stink, by the way. Did you say the Clippers stink?
No, I said the Blazers stink.
Oh, I was like, what? The Clippers stink?
No. That'd be a hot take.
I was kind of like, whoa. I thought we were going to get like Blazer Twitter, like hot takes. There.
You know who I think sucks? Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's just no good.
This is not any good. Why do you guys?
I don't know. Well,
am I the only one who sees it?
It's like, well, who was the, who was that intern Preston, right? Wasn't he trying to take a dump all over Brady? Wasn't that his
He
big,
was?
Yeah, that was his big hot take, is that Brady was overrated and that, you know, was, I think
it's,
he said that Mahomes was already better than Brady.
Mahomes was already better than Tom Brady. And, you know, he had one of those. A Skip Bayless-esque scorching hot take.
Okay, so last night when we finished our show.
By the way, real quick, what's up with homeboy's stirrups here for the White Sox?
Yeah, you
ever
Rodon.
You ever see that?
No.
It looks it looks like he's wearing just like black socks, but then he cut some holes out in the front and back.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy, but I don't know if I've ever seen.
You think he throws back-to-back no-hitters?
Ooh, the Johnny Vandermeer. Love that.
I'm just sorry. I just was distracted. I've never seen.
No, I don't.
I've never seen leggings.
Because there's a runner on first right now.
I had to think about it. Oh, this is live? Oh, yeah. It says live right there. Look at that. Man, this TV thing, you know, they can just show you
games. Live sports.
Show you games right as they're happening.
Damian Lillard told me Hulu has live sports.
Yeah.
He did.
I know. I've seen it. All right, guys. Back on track here. More hot soccer talk because last night, at the end of our 5 o'clock hour, I asked both of you twos, both of you soccer gurus here. Mm-hmm. I said, what's going to happen? What will end up happening with this Super League? And Suk, your answer was you think they would find some middle ground.
Yeah.
And Mike's answer was that you think it would.
It would not happen in this iteration.
Yeah. You said they'd push it off.
Yeah. They would try to figure out a way to do it that makes more sense, that makes everybody less angry.
Huh. So you're closer to the win here. Because they have officially, well, I actually don't know if it's official.
Not officially. We just had some people that have, well, we'll talk about
it. Well, there is a report that it's off.
Well, I'm now soccer souk because I had my hot Bundesliga 50-1 rule that I busted out.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mike didn't have the 50-1 rule. So if he can be soccer Mike, he's supposed to know about the Bundesliga. He didn't even know about the 50-1. And he calls himself Soccer Mike.
Let's ask what the soccer guys think of this new development. Because it only took 24 hours and here we are. It may be off.
That was swift
justice.
Yes.
3:48 on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, according to TalkSport.com, that's a big thing across the pond, I guess. I don't know. It could fool Americans, though. You know,
it's all you need.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not a thing here. So you would look at the website and go, this isn't legit.
I always try to find either the BBC or Sky Sports. That's always there the two go. That if it comes from Sky Sports, then I'm like, it's legit.
Not the Daily Mirror?
Yeah, the Daily Mirror was good over there because you got the Daily Nude in there. They always had that paper on the street and they always had like a full page nude, which I don't know why, but it was fantastic when you lived over there. And on Sky Sports, you'd get a random game of like a snooker. And darts. No matter what time of day it was, you could go have a pint and watch some darts on Sky Sports.
But TalkSport is like a live radio thing.
Okay.
Where you and I are over there talking about the pitch.
Yeah. When I lived there, I was not big on English sports radio, so.
Do they have that?
Couldn't tell you, man. I don't think I listen.
You got to think they do.
I would assume. I mean, believe me, if they're as passionate as we are and something tells me there's slightly more, there's going to be some talk radio.
How do you think we'd do in England?
Like a Ted Lasso sort of situation? Well, they've embraced him, and they're in season two. So, by the way, I that's a fantastic show. Someone gave me their Apple login, and I'm just getting into Ted Lasso now.
God, it's great. He's a hero.
He is wonderful.
He really is.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
It's not as you would expect, right? Because you think of Jason Sudeikis and how he'll play that character. You just think, you have a thought in your mind that... But it's really, it's different.
It is different.
It's not like that.
There's some warmth to the character.
Yeah, he's great.
You kind of I went in thinking it was like a Ron Burgundy sort of thing. And it's really not. I'm only a couple episodes in, but it is really good.
So Arsenal, Chelsea, that's my team. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Because when he went to London, he went to the stadium.
Yeah.
Stamford Bridge.
I forgot about that.
There was a game that day, too. We didn't go to the game, but...
That's a shame.
It was cool to see all the fans.
I would have thought that if you're over there, that's one of those that you gotta...
We tried. It was really expensive.
Yeah, that's... You
know, and we were like...
It's like going to see the Yankees, right? It's not going to be cheap.
Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United, Tottenham.
I don't have a
they've
a
all pulled out.
I feel like I should. Their pullout game is very strong, evidently.
Yeah, they've all pulled out.
Yeah. I'm glad someone is.
So the Super League, I mean, maybe it'll continue without those clubs, but come on, it ain't going anywhere.
It certainly looks like it's
over.
It's swirling.
It's done.
Yeah.
How about that, guys?
Also, there were two teams in Spain that were talking about pulling out as well. Atletico Madrid and FC Barcelona.
This is a big thing.
Apparently, Europe is all about the pullout. Not here in the United States. We're about winning championships, and we stay in. We don't pull out for nothing.
Well, it is a big deal because...
We're about Plan Bs and pregnancies.
Where is had to that? Go there, Mike. You just had to go there.
Well, this is America. We're about winning championships.
Very rarely.
Todd Graham, by the way.
Very rare. Where is Todd Graham?
Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. Very rarely do you see something that is this universally and swiftly panned by everybody.
Well, so, okay. So just a quick synopsis here.
Yeah.
The big clubs, rich clubs in England, in Europe, mm-hmm. all got together and said, screw the little guy. We're just going to go do our own thing and make more money.
Yeah.
Well, in the U.S., we are used to getting railroaded like that, right? Mm-hmm. We are used to seeing the rich get richer and just do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
See Dan Schneider or, you know, the Blazers.
Any team that threatens to leave if you don't build them a new stadium, that's kind of a low blow. But yes.
Well, but they're the same. They're all the same.
We're used to getting the deals all lubed up for us, and then it just goes.
They'll just lie to you about how great it is.
Yeah.
And you'll lap it up like a little lap dog.
Yeah.
But... American sports fans, I think, need to take note of what just happened. That is a big deal that they tried to do that, and literally a day later, there is so much uproar about it that they all back out, and the players are like, we're not competing in this, and it's not going to happen. Like, I think U.S. sports fans don't know their power. This is the power of fans right here. As long as everyone's on the same page, they shut it down.
Yep.
They said, no, you're not going to go make more money. You're going to keep it the way it is because we like it the way it is. That's pretty powerful, man.
Think about it. They were going to get each team, just for doing this, right off the top, they were going to get $4.2 billion. They were handing each one of those clubs that check. And the club's like, yeah, we can't do it. I mean, that just, it does go to show you that if you get a unified front, you can put down some pretty powerful enterprises. The problem is that in the United States, we can't have a unified front on anything. And I am dead serious on this. Is there one thing in Europe, all over Europe, soccer, that was enough to bring everyone together and said, no, I don't think there's one single thing in our country that we could get a, because this was, it was like, what, 94, 95% across the board. I don't think we could get 95% on anything in this country.
This text says, so didn't these clubs expect to get pushed back on? They folded pretty easy. I read an article in The Athletic today that basically said no. Yeah. They just thought they were going to do this and everyone was going to love it and it was going to go by with flying colors.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Like they just all like in behind closed doors, they were like, oh, what a brilliant idea. Let's do it.
Look, if I told you that I've got an idea and it's going to pay you $4 billion before you do anything, I think you can ignore a lot of common sense. You're like, oh, no, everyone's going to love it. It's $4 billion. Yeah, let's do this. Let's come on. Let's go. I mean, it's just money can blind you. And never forget that when you are out of touch and you're one of these ownership groups, look, you're not down at the local pub with the boys hoisting a pint of Guinness getting ready to, you know, to talk about soccer season. I just think you're out of touch, and they miscalculated. I'm sure they thought there'd be some kind of blowback and there'd be people that were pissed. I don't think they expected this.
One key note that not everyone might know is three of those teams in England, Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester United, owners, American.
Yeah, American.
Stan Kroenke owns Arsenal.
And then the
Fenway Sports Group owns Liverpool.
The Buccaneer people.
And the Glazer family owns Man U.
Yeah.
All
so that so they basically join and then pull out and say, look, we're heroes.
Yeah.
We're with you.
Nobody views them as heroes.
We were going to do it anyway. No, really.
Well, and this is kind of one of the
things. So the American guy, it's just not surprising that the American guys were out of touch. I'll put it that way. This is what we do in America. Let's just do this.
I thought this was great.
They can't. There's nothing they can do about it.
And so when I was reading about the old Bundesliga, the 50+1 rule, that's why they put this in place. Is they saw these outside entities coming in and buying these clubs. And again, we're passionate about sports, and you know, we love our, you know, whether it's our Blazers or whatever. Again, some of the fervor that goes along with these communities and their soccer clubs, it goes back so long. I don't think we can, even our deepest fan base. And what would you say that is? Maybe the Packers or the Yankees or whatever fan base you think is the most rabid. I don't think we can process what these clubs mean to these communities. And in Germany, they put in place where the no outside group can own more than 49% controlling stake in any of these German soccer teams. Therefore, no one can ever hold a town hostage. No one can ever pull this sort of move. It is a little bit kind of like the Green Bay Packers, where it's a publicly traded, you know, company, and there's like a board of directors. And I think that's pretty cool that that Germany has that they saw that this was kind of the trend, and they're like, no, we're not going to be a part of this.
All right, we must break. When we come back, the 7 most can't miss prospects in the NFL draft.
And I've decided I do need to find an elite soccer team to root for. I'm going to become a free agent. I want to become Soccer Souk. And I just want to be a hooligan, but I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start in soccer fandom.
Maybe start with one of the big clubs that didn't join this.
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah, I mean, there's not really a big. Are you going to, you want to be in England, or you just want to be in Europe in general?
Well, I don't know.
Well, if you want to be in Europe, then for that, you could be PSG or Bayern Munich. They did not join the Super League.
Yeah, I have a hard time joining with the Germans.
Or the French.
I don't mind the French.
PSG
as much.
Is the French.
All right. Well, maybe. Now, what are they? What's the logo? What do I got? What do I got to work with?
Well, look it up. There's a. It's like an Eiffel Tower in the middle with red, blue, and white. It's a circle.
I do like your idea of going with one of the teams.
They have two of the best players in the world.
That said no to this sort of bastardized.
That way you have.
Yeah,
you like some principles.
I've been with you since the beginning.
You want to root for Neymar? He's on PSG.
Nah, he's a Brazilian, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't want to root for Kylian Mbappe?
They're too good.
He's really good.
Yeah, the Brazilians, they're too good. Yeah. Right. They got enough fans.
402 on the fan.